Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies, ladies, ladies. Hey! How is everybody doing on this Venus Day, honey? We are going to honor the goddess of love within ourselves. And I am feeling very good, honey. I had a powerful class last night. Last night was my class where I was teaching a group of ladies how to decode images, how to, you know, not be so led by this subconscious sorcery that is out here. And I've never taught it, but I said I was going to teach it one time and one time only and be done. And I went into the levels of how to decode, the levels of things that you're looking at. So you can choose the open door. You know kind of when spirit is moving you right or wrong, you know, left, because you know how to decode the symbols. It's not an emotional question. It's just, is this door open? Is this door closed? Or what I'm going to do to use that particular energy. And I just loved, you know, talking to the females. I just always do, but I love the females. And I love the feedback because I could tell that they were getting it, that they are growing and expanding and just really, really doing the damn thing as black women that are going to embody the goddess force on this planet. So I've been high ever since that class last night. And I woke up high. And no, not high with weed, ladies. I wasn't high with that, you know, just yet. But I woke up high. But I woke up high. Hey, hey, hey. Good to see you on, Sin. How you doing? Oh, girl, you know, you and I need to talk. Anyway, so I just woke up feeling good today. And you all know if y'all are, you know, in my groups or have taken any of my classes or have even done a little bit of self-study that every day's energy means something. And it's important to the whole woman. It's important to not only goddess mythology that we see externally manifested in movies and in shows and clothes and diamonds and jewelry and in hell, every damn dress. But it's important because it's something that we are. It's something that we have to grow and cultivate in every day. And the day's energy, today is the day of love. It is, of course, the day designed for Freya. But that goddess of love is in all mythology. It's in all nations. It doesn't matter. You can study goddess mythology all around the world. You will see that all of the pantheons have some form of goddess that represents love, the desire of love. And I'm not getting ready to get into what mythology really is and all that other stuff. That's a whole other conversation. I've done various classes on that to teach you what archetypes are so you don't kind of get spooky-pookied out here. But we want to embody the archetype of love. We want to embody the archetype of desire and know why we as women, why we are so powerful, why our walk, why our switch, why our smile, why our gaze, why our touch even. I saw this little meme going around where there was this one rapper talking about something and Beyonce came right behind him, and I guess it was at the VMAs or at a show, and he was being interviewed, and Beyonce came behind him and, you know, just gave him a little hug, and he, you know, didn't say nothing, so you kind of see that he's used to affection, he's used to being touched, because he didn't, you know, stop his interview to see who had touched him. I watch everything about men. You got to be, you got to watch. If you watch The Masculine, you'll understand him a great deal. You'll know a lot about men and about the man that you're choosing to be with. So I noticed that he didn't flinch. But when he turned his head to see who it was and he saw it was Beyonce, he just had an out-of-body moment, honey. I mean, just when he just noticed that this goddess, this woman that embodies Inanna's love, just starts to, you know, that goddess of love so flawlessly, no matter what I think about her jester antics. He was just taken aback. So I know that because I'm a woman and I've seen, you know, just so much in life. But when you grow as a woman and you grow up as a goddess sensually and sexually and emotionally and cultivate yourself in what this feminine energy is, you know that it is desire personified, that life desires you, that everything that represents desire and beauty is held in the mysteries of the feminine. And this is why I teach it and why I'm going to continue to teach it, because the mystery system that is woman, the mystery system that is the divine black woman, that is the divine feminine, period, is truly something that you are going to always be learning, taking veils off, peeling layers back, because it is, ladies, it's miraculous. And when you think about what love is, I did a class on it. I did a class on love, as a matter of fact. I did a class on why men desire you. I think that's when I talked about it. Then I've done so many classes, I can't remember, but they're on my website. You can just put it in search and put a keyword in, and different things pull up. But when I think about love and I think about the various forms of love, and I think about a woman and how a woman is a walking personification of that. It's amazing, ladies. It's amazing. And I thought about that today in my own, you know, time to myself, I'll put it that way, in my sexual time to myself every morning, because that's what I do. But I just thought about how, you know, just how when a woman is caressed, what love is, and how when she rubs her clitoris or she plays with herself and she loves her breasts and she loves her body and she loves the body of another woman. It's not even about being lesbian unless that's what you are. But when you respect the image and likeness of the great she, it's seen in another woman, seen in a black woman, that you're looking at walking love. You're looking at walking beauty, walking divinity. And I just, you know, I've just been in the high. My sexual meditation this morning was off the chain. I've just been at a high all day. And I said, well, what I wanted to do today, different than I normally do, is I just wanted to just bask my whole entire space with this energy of beauty, this energy of desire, this energy of sexual fulfillment, this energy of love, this energy of what the female is on her passive side. And I went out. I went. I normally bring my flowers, live flowers. Let me make a caveat. If any of you all are practicing the craft, witchcraft, and you don't have flowers in your house, please don't make me have to come up there. I shouldn't have to tell you that you are not a witch. You're not a spiritualist. You're not a healer. You're not any of that if you don't have live plants in your house. And that's just basic. So I bring in my flowers. I have various vases. And every Monday when I do my little flower essence meditation, I either do it, you know, connected to some flower and what that flower represents to me for that particular week or that particular month. But I wasn't going to do that now because I was just high in the energy of love and self-reflection that I said, I'm getting ready to go buy some nice flowers. Now, I wanted to change out. I've been on a chrysanthemum kick. Roses are just mine. I know some of y'all don't like roses because they seem to be like generic. But I don't care. I love roses. I've smelled authentic roses, and even though I know that the roses in the store are nowhere near the real potent smell, I just love them because I smell them. I've smelled them, and I know exactly why they are an aphrodisiac, because you are talking about some instant, you know, panties getting wet when you smell a real rose. So I understand why the government and these florists in the state of agriculture, why they, the Department of Agriculture, why they dumb down the scents in flowers. Honey, the planet would be a hot-ass orgy mess if it didn't. So I like roses, even though I know that's not the ones at the grocery store, or the florists really aren't the real ones. I did find online for you all that are, like, addicted to roses, this one store that, well, it's not a store, well, I guess it's an online store, where they ship, but these roses are kind of different, so that's why they're a little expensive for like 12 a dozen. It's $40, but it's free shipping because they plant the seeds in lava rock. So and I don't want to get into flower essences on this phone, but call. But the roses are different. The smell is different because the seed is cultivated in lava rock soil. And that's just for you all that are like rose fanatics. So I just get the basic ones because again, like I said, I know what the real ones smell like. So they still represent purity of sexual and sensual power. you know, and also sexual potency. They represent that whore energy, that sexual power that no man can deny or defy in any type of way. So I bring them in, and like I said, I've been on this chrysanthemum thing, and, you know, seasons are changing. So, you know, you kind of want to change the theme of your house, bring different colors in, or bring different, you know, flowers in once a month or once every 2 weeks, however, whatever you're doing, except for the green plants. You know, the green plants that you keep, you know, depending on what if they're annuals or perennials, you want to keep them anyway, especially if y'all into witchcraft and hoodoo. You know that there's certain plants that you got to have in your house anyway. So, but bringing in like color or, you know, any other type of flower that represents something. I do it typically every 2 weeks on a Monday, or if I can grow and keep the plant, depending on if how busy I am, for a month, then I just, you know, go get some from the grocery store and put them in my house once a month. So I felt this wanting to just, no, change it up. Let's just change it up. So I wanted some tulips. So those are my next, you know, thing. I love lilies too, but I kind of wait for lilies till it gets, you know, to more toward Astera, which is, of course, Easter, Estar. So I went and got some tulips, and I went to this store. I normally go to an area that I am, Publix, and Publix is, you know, it's not a lower caste store anyway. So I tend to go into the nicer grocery stores because I know the produce and I know whatever their assortment of any product is, it's going to be better. It just is. The class system is real. Get mad about it all you damn want to. But this time I went to a new Publix that is in a different, a new development, a new sub-development. So I know that they were putting that there. I worked in real estate for a while, so I kind of understand why people put things where they put it. And of course, to trigger a certain caliber, a certain class of people to, of course, buy the homes there. So I went over there to that particular Publix, and the, oh my gosh, the tulips that they had in there, the tulips in the other Publix was okay, but the tulips that they had in there were long stem, and they were just beautiful. I could tell the difference in the quality of even the Publix, which is just amazing to me. But I bought them. I think they were $10 each, so, and that's about my budget for flowers. I'm going to spend about $10 to $20 a month on flowers. It's just automatically budgeted in. Because, again, flowers are a part of my love ritual. It's me smelling them, feeling them, doing rituals or spells with them, anointing my bed with them. That's just a part of me. So I know that I'm going to get them. So I went and I got these. And, my gosh, all of them wasn't bloomed, but I got them, and I've never taken care of tulips. I've never taken care of them, but I love tulip smell. I just love it. It's a different type of, it's like a sweet, funky kick, erotic smell. And I never smelled them. So I smelled them, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, that smell is exactly how I'm feeling. So I was going to get them, and then when I got them here, I put my little Miracle-Gro in them. And the ones that weren't blooming, they just bloomed, and I can smell the fragrance. The fragrance is even in my house downstairs. I like that Publix. I don't know who the florist is for that particular Publix, but she need a tip because them flowers over there was good, and I know they're going to last long. I could tell just looking at them. So I woke up to this big, beautiful bouquet that has bloomed even more. And I just went in gratitude. That's the only thing I could think of was just to say thank you. Just to say thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother Spirit. Thank you, Feminine Force. Just thank you, Mother. And it's not a worship of anything external, even though I know there are plenty of external forces. It was me connecting to the Mother Principle within myself, the Feminine Principle within myself that loves beauty, that can recognize the beauty in a flower, that isn't in any type of way excited because a man gives her flowers. The clerk asked me this when I was checking out those. She said, oh, you have a birthday or you're buying those for someone special? And I told her, no, I keep flowers in my house. And she was just so shocked. So I just went into the thankfulness that I don't have to love beauty in the form of flowers and what tulips represent. Look up flower representation. You'll see exactly why certain flowers are brought in certain wealthy people's houses, or why certain trees are planted certain places, and what they represent. Again, feminine mysteries. And I was just thankful that I had enough wisdom, enough common sense to want to bring that abundance, to bring that blessing, to bring that plant spirit medicine in my house, because these other people are sitting up here thinking that it has to be an occasion. And I just, like I said, I'm just thankful. And I said, well, then let me have this little class. Let's just have this little, you know, chat and chill about the goddess of love, which is us, but she has many different archetypes. Venus are Hathor. You can call Inanna if you want to. You can call Lakshmi if you want to. You can call Hathor. You know, Oshun. There's just so many. Those are like the main ones. And why having a love-based ritual, a self-love-based ritual for self-reflection, just like I was, to just be thankful for the goodness that you are, the to love yourself, to be able to accept that, you know, you desire to have a stronger relationship with yourself in any love capacity, so that you can learn more about yourself, that, you know, you bringing decorations in your house isn't about if someone else is going to see it. It's about the beauty that you want to see and experience every day. And I've just been fortunate enough to have learned about goddess a little bit, you know, more than a lot of other women, and apply, not just learn, but apply what I learned. So I saw my life change because of it. I saw my life expand because of it. I saw my money change. I saw eating habits change. I saw exercise habits. I saw it all change because I encompassed the totality of what it meant to be a feminine god. And I'm still learning it. I'm still teaching you all, you know, telling y'all my mistakes, ups and downs, stuff that I'm doing. I'm raising two girls the same way. And when I still feel challenges, I still go back to who I am, and that is the goddess personified in desire. If I desire a certain amount of money, I'm worthy of it. If I desire a certain man and I want him to be faithful, some of us don't care because we're doing our own damn thing, but I want him to be faithful, that I'm worthy of that. That if I desire a certain car, to live in a certain neighborhood or a certain career or a certain social economic status, or, you know, a certain social status within my friends, that I deserve that. If I want me I'll never forget this. I saw this Pier 1 divider, and in the loft that I'm in, you know, it has the bottom, but, and it has spiral stairs, but then the loft is upstairs. So when you're in a loft, sometimes you kind of see all of the stuff together, especially downstairs, like a condo/loft. So you see the living room and then the dining room, and then around that space is the kitchen. But I wanted a divider. I was looking at HGTV or something, and I saw this cute little, I stay on there because, again, I love beauty. I love looking at, even if I'm not going to decorate my house, I still love seeing how other people create, because that's another mystery of the feminine, that she is the creatrix. So I like to see other people create. It helps me to expand. It helps me to get out of any, you know, self-doubt or negative self-images, all that stuff, because when you're paying attention to creation, you don't have time for all that other foolishness. So I watch it from time to time. I watch cooking shows, you know, because I used to be one of those women that just didn't like cooking. Now I know cooking is an art, and I like to do it, or I like to see other people do it for me, and I like to see the presentation. I'm more into the art of, again, of the feminine mysteries than I was when I was in my early 20s. So, because then I didn't know a damn thing. So I saw this divider at Pier 1, and they had some sale there that gave like 15% off. And I saw the dividers on HGTV, and y'all, these folks, especially these white women, honey, they are so damn creative. They was making their own dividers. They was painting them and doing all this other stuff, honey. And I'm like, you know, shoot, I need to get to a place where I got some time so I can, you know, create the way that they creating. But I saw this divider at Pier 1, and it had bells on it. And, again, look up bell symbolism. When you start to walk in the goddess of love energy, everything means something. Things just don't exist. without any specific purpose. Even if it's a purpose we don't like, it still exists because it has that purpose. So I saw this cute little divider, and I'd never seen a divider like it. And I went and I looked, and I saw just how detailed it was and the intricacies of it. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to get that. And then I saw it had bells on it. So I looked at the price. It was like $254, but I had a 15% off coupon, and I was with a negative Nancy, my mother. And I said, you know what, Mom? I want that divider. I'm going to put it between my dining place and right there where the kitchen and the dining place and the living room, you know, connect together. And I said, I'm getting ready to get it. And my mother, girl, you can pay over $200 for that divider. And I said, I damn sure is, because this is what I want. And I remember there was a time when my mother used to always talk. This is for you, Kalisha. When my mother and Zenobia, Amanda, you all younger girls that are fighting a lot of that messed up family connection mess, I remember there was a time when I would let my mother and what other women who did not have a loving energy for themselves, and I didn't want to call it that at that time. I didn't want to say my mother didn't love herself, but she didn't. I grew up in Goddess and was able to make that distinction. I used to let these women that did not understand love, that didn't understand beauty and desire, the way that I was coming to learn it at that time, you know, deter me from getting what I wanted. I remember one time I wanted a nicer car, and the door had opened for me to get the lease versus me paying for the car. And I remember my mother saying, well, no, why would you get a lease? You're just gonna, it's just like you renting the car. It's not going to be yours. And I remember the salesperson saying, well, really, honey, it's really no different. I love that salesperson checked my mama. Really, it's no different, because if she's going to lease it, and yes, she, you know, she has a choice to purchase it if she wants it later. But the opposite is that she buys this car, runs all the miles on the car, and at the end, even when she's paid it off, the car is not going to be as valuable. It's still going to be valuable, more valuable because it was nicer, but it's not going to be as valuable. It's not going to hold its value. And not only that, for every problem that comes up when the car goes out of warranty, she has to pay it. So in reality, she's going to win either way. And I never forget that. And this is why I teach y'all this stuff and why I say that mantra, you cannot lose, because I got that from a sales guy. When he was explaining to me the difference between whether you wanted to lease a luxury car or if you wanted to buy a luxury car, and he said you can't lose. And I always stood with that, no matter, because for him it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about waste. See, people that think about money and waste are still on the opposing side of love. They're still in that indifference. They're still in that energy of scarcity and lack. But when you come out of that and embody the Goddess of Love energy, then you know that you can't lose, because it doesn't matter what money you're spending it for, you're going to have a nice experience, especially if you want the experience and the comfortability and the security of driving in a nice car that's not going to give you problems, that you're not going to have to fix, you're not going to have to do a lot of stuff on. And then if you decide you want it later, get it later. It didn't matter. He was trying to get us to see that it wasn't about quantity, that it wasn't about that number that you were paying for that car. And I've been in sales, so I could have easily took that as a sales tactic, but I knew then, because I was growing up in Goddess, that no, he was trying to get me to see that it's not about what you think it's about. Everybody going to have a car note anyway. That's the truth. And sometime in your life, you're going to have a car note. You either going to have a car note on the car you want or the car that you settle for. So it doesn't matter. You're going to pay the damn car note anyway. And if you're a female and you got a vagina, honey, then you need to learn how to work it the right way so your ass won't be having to pay your own car note. But nonetheless, it was still a lesson for me. And I was, and like I said, my mother said something about that divider. And I told her I didn't care what the damn divider cost, that I was going to get it. And that just shut her mouth right then. So I've had to grow past that, ladies, especially y'all that are struggling with that in your family. You know, ladies, they don't have it like you. They're not taught up under a teacher. They haven't done the work that you've done. They don't understand the beauty of life. They don't understand the art of life. They don't understand the art of womanhood, the artistry. I taught on that. feminine artistry. They don't understand what that means. Feminine mastery. That's also on my, in my site. They don't understand what that means. They don't understand it. And you can't make them understand it because it's something that apparently they just were not called to get, but you were. So you got to stand in that power. You got to stand in that inherent knowingness that this is mine. That life is mine, that I have home court advantage, and I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what I feel like, that I still want to exude love in any form. I still want to be desired. I still want to be pampered. It's the reason, ladies, that our bodies need friction for us to come. The phallus has to be in friction based. It has to. There's a reason that your clitoris likes to be aroused, that your body needs to be aroused. It must be rubbed, and it must be rubbed with some form of friction. There's a reason for all of that, ladies. So, again, when you're thinking about your, you know, love rituals and the art of self-reflection, do various things, ladies. Do various things, from bringing flowers into your house to making sure you have different aphrodisiac herbs in your house. Use them in your mojo bags or burn them if that's what you want to do. Make sure that you anoint your bed with various sacred sexual oils. Sometimes you can even burn the oil in your house if that's what you want to do. Make sure that you wash your hair with some form of scent every now and then. You don't have to always do it because I know some of us on our long hair journey, honey. But if your ass on the cut life on Instagram, you gonna cut your hair, honey. Just stay off of the cut life on Instagram if you own a long hair care journey, because you're gonna throw that hair out if you get on their damn Instagram page. But it doesn't matter what the length of your hair is. Start anointing your hair with sacred oils, or put a little bit of oil in shampoo. Some of us make our own shampoo. Put some of that sensual sexual oil in the shampoo. You want men or women or life in general to smell you. And ladies, come out of the low class perfume. I cannot tell you that enough. In my Lilith group, in my feminine divinity group, y'all know we get it in. We talk about all this stuff. And a lot of you all are trying different, higher, nicer scents. I'm just so proud of y'all. I just love it because I know where we started. I know where a lot of you all started. Ladies, put money in a fragrance. Put money in a perfume. Even if you got to make your own. You know, if you're going to really get into the sexual mysteries, you're going to have to make your own. But find a nice smell. Find a nice smell. Now it's a lot of stuff that is on sale. If you don't bring candles into your house, start bringing candles into your house. If you don't have anything to do, start making your own candles and make the candle scents that you want. Change out basic light fixtures and globes and stuff. Now they have them at Lowe's, and they be $4 and $5. They don't even be high. But, you know, like maybe the lights on your vanity or over your sink. If you want nicer globes, nicer lights, change that damn thing out. I don't care if it's the light switch. Now, ladies, they make all kind of nice light switches in your house. Take them old light switches out. Put a nice decorative one. I'm getting ready to change all the vents in my house. I got basic vents, you know, from the air conditioning and stuff. Honey, they got nicer vents now. See, I didn't know about all that stuff. But a little at a time, you know, because the house is a work in progress, start changing out the vents. Start doing what you want. My daughter, she has Christmas lights. Well, they bought them at Christmas, so there's Christmas lights. But she don't put lights all up in her room. She loves it. She can adorn yourself. Adorn yourself with anything that makes you feel loved, makes you feel desired, makes you feel like you're wanted. And whether it's an external want from someone else that you want to have a relationship with, or whether it's the desire and the want for yourself to love yourself more. Adorn your house, ladies. You must adorn your house. Your house is the altar, just as your body is the altar, and they both must be adorned. So have fun today, ladies. Do something. Y'all saw on my page that I shared that silver mirror chrome nails. Ladies, that is so far from me. I would have never in a million years put no silver nails on. I'm just not a nail fanatic person. I'm just not. Give me a regular color. Give me a solid color, and I'm good. Honey, y'all, I'm bored. I'm so boring when it comes to the nails. I'm boring. But That silver, honey, that just not took me. So when I find that color, if y'all find that color, let me know so I can get it from Amazon or get it from Sephora or wherever, because I will paint my nails that color right there. And I'll get me some long ones, too, even though I'm not a long nail person. But I'll get me some long ones when I've seen that picture, because I loved it. But do something different today, ladies. Do something different. Wear a hat if you like hats, if you don't like hats. One of the sisters, Salima, done changed her whole hair color, honey. She done went red on our asses, honey. But it just decide. Decide on what it is that you want to bring in. You want some extra earrings, get holes, get them too. You want a nose ring, get them. You know, if you want a nice, sexy tattoo that's a sigil that reminds you of the love of yourself, my daughter, she snuck and got this damn done. She got two tattoos on her wrist. One says inhale, one says exhale. And when I finally caught it and saw that she was supposed to wait till she was 18 to get them tattoos, but I asked, you know, the snuck and got them at 16. So when I finally saw that she had them and I said something about it, she told me why she got them, what they meant for, what those words inhale and exhale on her right wrist, her right arm, meant for her. And see, my daughter, she's spiritual like me. She knows that things mean certain things. So ladies, just do it. Brighten up your life today. Love on yourself today. Okay, I got a little bit of time. Press star 1 if y'all want to say anything, add on anything. Y'all know how Blog Talk is. It gives us a certain amount of time. And before, you know, it just shuts down Blog Talk. But other than that, ladies, we are fine. Y'all have a prosperous day, a very, very love-based, prosperous day. Do something kinky. Do something naughty. Do something that you normally wouldn't have done. Push yourself out of your ability to love and receive love comfort zone and have fun. All right, ladies, y'all have a nice weekend.